Oh, another human walked in, but there, I think they're a sports person. Hello.
Howdy.
Hi. How are you?
500 show today?
Yeah.
Nice job.
Thank you. Who are you?
He might want his
t-shirt. Come on, say hi.
I'll get it anyway. Do you want your t-shirts? Is that what you're for?
No.
You look like a sports kind of guy. You look sort of buff.
Yeah, we're broadcasting the men's baseball game today in a little bit. So.
Oh, men's baseball. Oh, yeah, by the way, you got to get to the mic if people want to hear you.
Say about the game.
So who are you again? What's your
name? My name is Alex Kirshner. I'm the UNC radio sports director.
Oh, listen to that voice. Yeah.
Yeah. And we are broadcasting the UNC men's baseball game today. It's a doubleheader at Jackson Field.
What?
They take on the North Dakota State Bison.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Last night they won 11-10. It was thrilling fashion. We did.
Yeah.
It came down to the Bison were down in the last strike 4 times in the bottom of the ninth inning. It was high drama, and they almost blew it, but they didn't. So.
Can you tell us when there'll be the massive exodus from the parking lot so we can get out before the massive?
Can you tell us why they're playing baseball in the middle of freaking winter?
I mean, it's nice outside right now. I agree. It was not good weather earlier this week, so. It was
when was
ominous.
Your first game? I mean, or was last night your first game?
Yeah, this was their home opener.
Oh, I got it. Okay, cool.
They had been in Texas the last few weekends, and they had some snowed out games. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So is our baseball the same as MLB? Is it 9 innings or 7 innings?
It's 9 innings, all the same rules, college and pro, they're basically the same. So the pitchers work a little bit faster, so the games go a little bit faster, which is nice.
Oh, that is. So it gets done in about 2 hours and 10 minutes instead of 3 hours or something like that?
Yeah, basically like that.
Cool. How long is this your first time calling them, or you call the games, right? Or what do you do?
We broadcast the games over the over our Ustream account, and then we have the athletic department link it through their athletic website. So we have in between 400 and 500 people listening.
Do you give commentary?
Yes, we do. We call balls and strikes, so play by play.
Yeah. So. No, it wouldn't have been the UNC field. Our first story in the Greeley Crime Beat was of a man who was naked standing in the middle of a football field 2 weeks ago. But apparently it was up on 30. What school is up on 36 and 22?
That would have been Northridge.
Northridge, wow.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully he wasn't pointing north, I'll tell you. But anywho. So what's your major, man? What do you do?
I am journalism with an emphasis in telecom to go into broadcasting. So.
Oh, wow. So wait, do you know this guy?
No, he's the journalist.
Yeah, and this is Will Costello from the UNC Mirror.
I'm a journalism major.
Mirror guy?
Yeah.
Okay. I know your editor. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, Greeley's small. Everybody knows everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
So what have you learned journalistically so far? Are you a freshman, too?
No, I'm a junior.
Junior? Oh, wow. Yeah. So what's the one or two major important things you've learned about journalism in your career here so far?
Yeah, well, last year I took media ethics, and it was very interesting because we applied
There's
a lot
no
of
such
these.
Thing.
I know it's an oxymoron. I find my law class a lot more important to know what I can and can't do.
Yeah.
But I found some of the theories from like Aristotle and Socrates very important. The golden mean, the doctrine of extremes, things like that. So.
I don't even know what the hell those are. The golden mean.
Yeah. It was Aristotle's theory of avoid extremes and find somewhere in the middle. So in most situations, in most situations, it's better to find something in the middle rather than go to the extremes.
Interesting. As a reporter.
The opposite of your philosophy.
Troy says the opposite of my philosophy. And what's the other one? The golden mean is the same thing as the opposite of extremes? Or?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And then there was another one, they like the categorical imperative by Immanuel Kant. Philosopher in the 17th century. That one basically talked about things that provide the greatest benefit to society are the ones that should be followed through with. So whatever produces the greatest benefit for people as a whole. So
Aristotle can, but Immanuel can't. that's funny right there.
Oh,
that I didn't have my volume on. I said Immanuel can't. Better. Thomas, get in here.
He's hiding. Thomas, here, please.
Come on, Thomas.
Are you covering the baseball game, too? This is Thomas Hoffman. He is our general manager here at UNC Radio, right? Is that your title? Yeah. Hello.
Officially. How are you doing today?
I'm doing
500
great.
Today, right? 500. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. I see you just realized that. Like, I've been on the air for an hour and a half. You weren't listening. He wasn't listening. Nobody cares. But thank you for stopping in.
No.
And you're going to be covering the doubleheader, right?
Yeah, 12 and 2 today we got.
12 and 2? What's that
12, mean? 12 p.m. and 2 p.m. is the game time.
The games are that short?
No.
I mean, theoretically 12 and 2, but last night went like 3.5 hours.
Now, you are a what here? You must be at least a soft. Are you a?
I'm a junior.
You're also a junior.
Yeah.
Cool. And you're in journalism, too, or what's your thing?
No, I'm actually a marketing major.
Oh. Now, didn't I say we went, because faculty were invited to the women's
basketball
a couple of weeks ago. Were you calling that?
Was that you? Yes, I did. This year I was the PA for women's basketball.
Yeah, nice job, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was cool.
I appreciate that.
So, what have you learned journalistically in your 3 years so far, 2.5 years?
Did he just say he was a marketing? Yeah.
In marketing.
Good listening skills, David. Good listening skills.
I have to do this for 6 more hours today. You can see where my brain already is. Well, what have you learned about marketing?
Well, marketing, you know, it's one of those things. It took me a long time being at the School of Business to really start to appreciate the school, if you will. Hmm. It's just been in the last couple semesters where I've had some professors that I really liked and some classes that I've thoroughly enjoyed. And last year it started with a professional selling class where we had to kind of sell some stuff. This year, though, I'm in two separate classes taught by the same professor, and we have these projects that are actually like doing something with marketing. One project we're helping out. It's a research class. We're helping out a honey company here in Greeley.
Oh.
I don't know if you ever heard of L.R. Rice's Family Honey.
Yes, we have actually.
Yeah, so we're doing some market research for them, and I was actually in Kepner late last night working on that.
Okay. And Kepner's one of the halls here at UNC. Yeah.
Oh yeah, the College of Business hall there, but that process of market research, I've learned a lot in what you need to do for you know, finding research, did like basic stuff like a literature review to last night we were creating a survey. Our survey had 51 questions. It took us a while to figure out 51 questions on honey, but there's not a lot of research out there about different honey and market share and all that type of stuff. And then the same professor, I'm in a global marketing class where we're working with a Lithuanian company that deals with dermatology, and so they're producing a brand that's for like a men's face cream, and we have to pick a country for them to enter, but it can't be, we have certain rules, it can't be in the Baltics because they've already kind of reached into the Baltics, and North America is off limits because it's, I guess, too easy. So my group's right now looking at the Scandinavian countries.
You just go to places where they have leprosy and these pockmarked faces. They could use the cream.
They could.
So, and you actually, the companies are really working with you, and you're really working with these companies, or is it just all, not pie in the sky, but what's the word? Is it all theoretical, or are you actually going to be presenting plans to this company, and they may use them or something?
Yeah, no, we'll actually be presenting these plans to these companies, and they may or may not use them. Consequently, they've both classes, there's like a $1,500 scholarship if they pick our plan. So there's potential for scholarship money on that front. But, yeah, everything's real. I have to contact distributors in different countries, and which is another reason why Russia's off limits. Oh, wow. Like he doesn't want us to get into too much trouble. But, we go out and contact all these people. And so the learning curve's been steep this last couple of semesters. But I've enjoyed it a lot.
And that's fine. I would figure the first couple year or so would have been mostly accounting classes and stuff like that. Was it ledgers and that sort of thing?
Yeah, it was all your basic stuff, even like principles of marketing that was in, like the certain class I was in, it was all kind of remedial and very boring. And the professor that I had, all his tests and quizzes were open book, open note. And
you shouldn't be complaining about that.
I guess I shouldn't be. Like, everybody else loved it. They're like, yeah, it's easy. I just breezed right through. And then you get into these classes and you realize you don't know anything. Because you never actually learned it. You just sat there with a book during test time. And so now when I'm trying to apply these things, I need to go back.
Well, it's the real world. It really is the real world. If you're trying to market with these companies, the Rice Honey Company. And and the face cream.
Although I did get to take a tour of that of their facility. They just moved. They used to be here on 8th Ave.
Yeah.
And they moved out on 35th Avenue out by the cemetery. And we took a tour of the honey factory. I did not get any samples.
You're kidding me.
Like, I'm doing all this work. Yeah. I probably spent 3 hours in the lab last night, and that's just on one section, and I didn't get a honey sample.
Those bastards.
And it's like $6 if you go into Sprouts Safeway or anything.
I mean, my wife and I took – we weren't even there for that. We were at a theater conference years ago, and we got to see the Celestial Seasons tea seasonings tea.
Down in Boulder.
What hung was it in Colorado? It might have been another, or if they're located, it was in Boulder.
We lived in the Orphan, so it was more exotic.
Well, yeah, no, but I'm saying, I don't know what state it was in. It was in Colorado. So, yeah, we went down there, and they gave us tea.
Ah,
so,
see?
You know, a box worth $2. Yeah, you know, it was a freaking box of tea.
Yeah, like...
What about the face cream? Did you get any of that stuff?
Did you get any face cream?
I have not gotten the face cream. I don't think they distribute it in the United States. This is hard. Like, the face cream stuff is hard because when you're trying to market a Lithuanian company, they don't do a lot of marketing in English. And so it's a lot of, like, copying stuff into Google Translate and hoping it works out.
The hardest thing is, you know, this may come as a shock to you, but men don't freaking wear face cream. What
not
man
here,
have you ever
no.
seen puts on face cream?
FDA, the
countries you can't. You can't obviously put on weird, like, guava from another country that hasn't been... Oh, I didn't even know about all that stuff.
The Scandinavians love their face cream, though. That's right.
They do?
Yeah.
Give me Vaseline. I just like a nice tub of Vaseline. Keeps my hands soft. I still don't use it on my face. Nothing touches this face.
Nothing? When I was doing my honey research, I had to find like 35 different reasons for people to use honey. Other than just like sweetening things and putting it on biscuits and
cakes.
Okay,
what are numbers 32 through 35?
32 through 35. A hangover cure. People use it as a hangover cure. People use it as like a Neosporin.
You mean a cut? Oh,
yeah, no. Just you get like a cut or a burn.
That I would put on my face.
See, well, and then people use it as a face wash, as a shampoo, I saw. If you mix it with water and vinegar, it becomes an insecticide.
Really?
Yeah, this is. I mean, it's all theoretical. I've never, like, tried this out. This is what I came across in my research.
And how long did it take you to find that wiki page?
No, that wasn't a Wikipedia page. Actually, if you just type in, like, odd reasons to use honey in Google, there's, like, some really weird stuff out there.
What insects does it kill?
It didn't specify, but...
I'd be curious. No, because I know the only thing it was always shocking before I drank beer. But if you wanted to kill slugs in your garden, you put like a little thing of beer in a container in a garden, and the slugs crawl into the beer and drown.
Who knew?
So really cool stuff. So I guess maybe it's one of those homemade kind of things.
Huh. Maybe.
The shampoo thing freaks me because
I feel like
it was sticky.
Yeah.
All, you know.
It would take a while for that to get out of your hair.
Yeah. Ew. There's a choke in there somewhere, but my wife's here. I won't make it. But, you know. Well, we've been hogging the mic here with Thomas Hoffman. Let's get. Oh, I've forgotten your name.
Alex Kirshner.
Alex Kirshner,
yes.
Right. Have you ever used honey for anything but sweetening something?
No, I have not. But death by honey for flies doesn't sound like a bad way to go.
Good point.
Yeah.
Have you ever used face cream? You're a good-looking guy. You've got the, you know, great skin.
Wow. Well.
I have
Ah, Thomas.
Well, Thomas has 5 o'clock shadow, so I can't tell whether it's
you're okay.
Also hiding behind a hat. So
yeah. So have you ever used any cream on your face?
No, I have not, and I would not use honey. And I would be worried about if I use the shampoo about getting sticky and stuff sticking
in
there.
What about Lithuanian face cream?
Yeah, how are you going to market? I have no idea how you're going to market this to the Scandinavian people, but. I think you should try, like, Panama and the South American countries.
Well,
I just blew your mind, didn't I?
It's made in a laboratory, obviously, but it's a very eco-friendly product. And so that's kind of, like, the angle that I'm going with, that the Scandinavian countries, Finland, Sweden, Norway, are more eco-friendly and care more about that kind of stuff than do the Central Americans and South Americans.
Well, that just means they're more egotistical. Yeah. Do you want to get in on this, Will?
I don't have anything to say about Lithuanian face cream, so I'm going to stay over here and
listen. That's going to be your problem. Nobody has anything to say about Lithuanian face cream.
I almost forgot this.
Yeah.
I want to put this in our marketing campaign. The lady that we're working with at the country, she's a very attractive lady at this company. Like, you look up on the website. It looks...
All right, what's the website?
It's like biok.com. Something because it's foreign. It's B-I-O-K.
Yeah.
Is the laboratory, but her picture on her website looks like a headshot, like she's an actress.
Oh, wow, okay.
And she's a very, very pretty lady.
Okay, great.
She just married the second richest man in Lithuania.
So he has $80.
And apparently the press has been hounding them. This is what I've been hearing from my professor, that the press, it's like a Kate and, it's like a Princess Kate and William situation. Yeah. Like, they're just everywhere. The press is everywhere. So I want to...
Lithuanian press?
Yeah, the Lithuanian press is ever over these two.
She is the Bayok babe.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah.
She is the... leave the room. She's the Bayok Bayach. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. There she is. Well, okay. Is that her? Is that or is that just a model that they've got?
I think that's just a model. Like, I don't know if they have like on the contact us.
Bayok Laboratoria.
Her name's Justina.
Justina. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was an ingredient in yogurt or something.
Well, she's not Natalia or Margarita or Anna Gleb.
Wait, Margarita? That was a name?
Margarita. So, of course,
that's one of their brands, actually.
Oh.
Margarita. Margarita.
No, this is the name of a person.
It might be as well, but... they have a brand, Margarita, that was very confusing. That has nothing to do with the drink.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, it's another face cream, but...
No, well, Margarita's... you've never heard the name Margarita?
People were named Margarita.
Yeah.
I thought it was just drinks that were named
after. No, somebody named that drink after, probably. There was a hot girl named Margarita that he wanted. He's like, here. And he got her drunk, and you know, it was Bill Cosby who actually named the Margarita.
Oh. Hello, shots fired.
Well, guys, so yeah, I got other stuff to do on the show, but thanks for well, accidentally dropping in on the program.
No, I knew it was today. I knew you were
on there.
Yeah,
that's that's right. Thanks again to you and to Matt Davis, the programming director, for playing our ad for the 500th show. That is today. That will be here all day. So you can tune back and forth from listening to the baseball game, which will be... It's kind of off the same website in a weird way, or...
It's on Ustream.
Ustream.
If you type in UNCBB for baseball, that's where we'll be.
UNCBB, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, baby. We're looking, and I want to find that hot girl on Bayok. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can just see thousands of people in America or somewhere, or Scandinavians walking around with Lithuanian face cream on their heads. Why did you pick that?
I didn't pick it. My my professor apparently has worked with this lady before, and that is what he decided to go with.
And this reminds me, because I used to, years and years ago, this is true, I used to work for Playboy magazine.
Swear to God.
No, I was not Miss November. But my wife knows that I work for Playboy magazine.
I didn't know if we wanted to shut the door here. There was a six-month time in 82 where...
I used to have to clean the stains off the Grotto. No,
God.
In the marketing division.
Oh,
and
nice.
Of all things, my area was cosmetics. Well, you know, male especially, like toners and face cream.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, and all of that, colognes and having to drum up how many people who read Playboy use this cologne versus how many who read what presumably, or they tried to tell us, were our competition, which wasn't Jugs and Hustler. It was Esquire and Vanity Fair, and, you know, that's where they supposedly put our... I mean, it was trying to compare how many people between 20 and 35 use this who read Playboy versus how many... You know, you should know from your marketing classes, use that. We run numbers on SMRB and MRI things. And I just... These are all things that I never... I hate cologne. I hate perfume. I hate you. I was like, well, no, deodorant I use, but you can't tell because this room is filling up with my funk all day. But I was just like, the irony of the last thing I cared about or wanted to have to write reports about or run numbers for or do, you know, fake marketing things for, that's what I had to deal with. So I just wonder, you know, macho baseball guy like you, I was like, oh, Lithuanian face cream.
I'm going to end up hating face cream.
Yeah, I'm going to end up hating face cream now.
That's what I'm going to call you from. You're face cream boy.
Face cream boy.
Either that or honey boy. Would you prefer that or honey boy?
Honey boy, I feel a little awkward if you're calling me honey boy. I feel like that has a different connotation to it. Face cream boy, I don't know. I've been called many things.
I think face cream boy is worse. In my life. It's really worse.
Yeah, depending on how you look at it.
Well, thank you, Thomas Hoffman, for being with us in the neighborhood as part of our 500th episode of the program. Thank you, Alex Kirshner.
Yes.
For being with us also. Good luck on the reporting on the field and stuff. So wait, are you going to take turns or?
He's play-by-play in baseball. I do the color.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Cool. Do we have any black people on the baseball team?
I mean,
there's a lot of Hawaiians.
Yeah, there's a large percentage of Hawaiians.
The head coach
team.
Is Hawaiian, and so he recruits the islands very well.
Oh, okay. You know, but, you know, as many Hawaiians as we have, we could always use Samoa.
You just full of those.
Yeah, okay. I'm full of a lot of stuff. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Now, well USC done. Guy, are you?
I think I'm going to head out.
He's going to head out. He's got more than enough to write about, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Will Costello. Look for his article about the show on the radio station in the next issue of the UNC Mirror right here on campus. And there's a website.
Maybe two episodes or two issues. It might not go out by Monday, but yeah.
Good Lord. I'm going to be on my 590th.
They go to press like tomorrow. I can't get anything out by then.
Oh, man.
You're asking too much of me.
Well, thank you for whatever you do write. Do treat me kindly.
Thank you for letting me appear on your show.
Oh, yeah. Great fun. Have some nuts. Or what else did I bring? There's some Jewish Hamantaschen.
I'm here.
Oh, those are, yeah, try those. Those are from Sprouts. They're stale, but they're still good.
These are good. No, they're not stale.
Yeah, they're kind of crunchy stale. They're not quite fresh, but they're not bad. And they're edible.
Yeah, they're good.
Okay. The peanut, no, the pecans are good.
Did you do a pecan?
I'm good, thank you.
He's good.
It was nice to meet you.
Yeah, great to
meet you. Nice to meet you. Thank you for coming, Will, and thanks. And keep me posted if you need anything else or any other thing. Cool.